Morning, Park Industries. This is Marie. How can I help you?
Vicky, please.
Vicky Schuler?
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Vicky's on a call right now. Do you want to leave a voice message for her?
I can or I can hold. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, I'll put you on hold for a short while and I'll watch Vicky's line for
okay.
when she hangs up with that call. Hold on.
You gotta...
Holding. Okay, I show Vicky has finished with her call. I'll forward you over to Vicky.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
It is an insane asylum every day for my life. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
I actually have a lot of existing customers, knock on wood, so I'm always busy. So I just want to give you an update on the transaction. We just left a message. We're going to get you guys funded today. I just want to walk you through because there's a lot of confusion on the deal. And I've talked with Dave before. I think we've worked on a deal before for another customer. Mm-hmm. The way that I kind of operate my business, I don't own Cardiff, but I've been here 9 years, is being like really upfront and honest, because I know when you're not, people don't like you. And ultimately, I actually have met through another vendor I work with and do business with a lot. I just briefly met the owner of Park. It wasn't anything formal, just a handshake at one of the trade shows. But
okay.
I'd like to work with your sales reps. I think that Bank of Cardiff offers some really unique programs that other people don't offer. And people really like working with myself. So I just want to tell you about some of the hurdles on the transaction and walk you through it rather than sweep it under the rug. We do two transactions here. One is an equipment finance agreement. One is a lease. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you're used to more of leases, correct?
I honestly don't know which one they do.
Okay.
I mean, they usually work, the customers work directly with you guys or whatever leasing company. So, I mean, they do both ways.
Are you used to billing the bank or are you used to billing the customer on these deals when you make the invoice?
I do both.
Okay.
Sometimes I do it all depends upon how it's set up. Okay. If I'm invoicing the leasing company or if I'm invoicing the customer, it's all...
No worries.
Yeah, so no, I understand, yeah, how that all works and everything, but it all depends upon how you guys set it up with the customer.
Cool. So here's the challenge. We made the documents on the $54,000 because the quotes don't include sales tax. Mm-hmm. When the quote added sales tax, I went to the customer and said, hey, look, there's sales tax. I actually went out of my way, spent an hour on the phone for this customer and said, hey, look, I talked to the Texas comptroller and I said, hey, look, this is the equipment this customer is buying. Now, the Texas comptroller told me the truth. They said that they finally talked to someone that, you know, got me to the right person, and they said this equipment is sales tax exempt for manufacturing purposes, not resale.
Mm-hmm.
I know oftentimes what will happen is you guys actually collect sales tax in Texas, even though your business is not in Texas, correct?
Yes, we have. Okay. We're registered in the state of Texas.
So you're registered. Perfect. So I think a lot of the customers have the perception that, well, if I lease this equipment, I don't pay a sales tax. Absolutely not. If you do a lease, the bill to is Bank of Cardiff, so you guys don't charge us tax. We send you a resale certificate. But then we still have to collect tax from the customer. So either the customer sends an exemption to us, or if it's a bill to and ship to the customer, they send an exemption for them. Now, I guess after explaining this all, my boss got on the phone with the customer. They said they sent you guys an exemption certificate, but I think what it boils down to is they don't want to screw around with the taxes, and they just want to pay them. So I don't know if they sent you an exemption certificate or not.
No, I didn't get one unless Brian did, but no, I'd never received one.
Okay, so I went above and beyond, and sometimes when you go above and beyond, no one cares. But that was the whole issue, which was this taxes. I think at the end of the day, they just want to finance the taxes, which to me is, I don't know why,
so
but...
That's the addendum you did.
Correct, so that's the whole issue. But I think sometimes there was just some misconceptions of like, hey, well, if you do a lease, you know, we're not going to have sales tax on the invoice. Well, yeah, the vendor won't, but we'll still charge it. It's just passing. It's just shirking from mm-hmm. one side to shirking to the other. It's two halves, one dozen. It doesn't change anything, I guess is what I'm saying.
Nope. No, I understand how it works, yeah.
Cool. But I also understand that people such as yourself that do the admin work, they often have an ear to people in sales, and they either can say, hey, look, I really liked working with this financing company, or I don't know how to say this the right way. This person's not a nice person. I don't want to work with them. So I want to be an easy person to work with and just keep you informed so you don't feel like I'm, you know, not getting back to you in a timely manner.
That's good. So you are including the sales tax then?
The invoice is billed to and shipped to them. Yeah, I mean, you guys can't remove the sales tax, correct?
I need an exemption on that. Yeah, we have to have an exemption from the customer on file if to remove it. Or if I'm billing it to you and then the resale from you guys. I need something for our files.
Correct. And at this point, the customer has not provided you exemption, correct?
Not me, yes. And Brian hasn't forwarded it to me. He's on the road this week, so I'm not sure. But
Well, they signed an addendum for the 58, so I'm assuming we're keeping the sales tax. But that's my assumption. I don't want there to be any clear line. So just to give you an update, we should pay today once they give us a call back. Just let them a message.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Are you going to do a check or wire, or how are you going to do that?
I always wire. It's easier.
Do you have my wiring instructions?
I do.
Oh, okay.
If you want to, just send it to me in case it got... I mean, that'd be great if you could.
We recently switched banks, so...
Oh, okay.
I mean, we still the other one yet, but I can...
Yeah, send
me
your current ones.
Right now. And you have it, but it both still work yet, but we're trying to get majority of it through here. Okay, I just sent it to you.
Cool. And I assume you've been with Park for a while, correct?
Yes. Long time.
Cool. Let me see. I didn't get it yet. Bear with me. Haven't received it yet. Bear with me.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of, unfortunately, in our industry, a lot of misconceptions about leases and tax expenses. So we had to kind of, you know, we can't give tax advice.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to walk customers through all those issues.
No, I know. I have to do it all the time, too, because I always think we're charging from our state, from Minnesota. And I'm like, no, we are charging your state tax.
Yeah.
Because we install.
You're registered there.
Yes, we are registered. So, yeah, you bill us. We'll invoice, you know, you send it to us. We will send it back to the state of Texas.
Correct. Okay.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I honestly, in my heart of hearts, based on all my conversations with the controller, I believe this customer's tax exempt, but I'm not their business advisor, so I'm not here to force their issue.
Yep.
It is bizarre to me that, you know, some people say, hey, just take care of it. I'm like, dude, it's $4,000. But hey, at the end of the day, I am in business development and sales. I'm not here to Not here to
detail. Yeah, I always refer them to their accountant. That's what I always say. Talk to your accountant, see what your accountant says. I don't know the rules in every state, so without the exemption form, I can't do anything.
Unfortunately, a lot of these accountants don't know that. That is a completely separate issue. It's usually they have to talk. They have to talk to controllers. I've dealt with this because I had a customer who actually had a very large accountant, and it turned out, I mean, this is a multi-million dollar business. They were paying, you know, 50, 60 grand a year in sales tax, and they didn't have to pay. And they never got that. They never got that money back. So that's the whole. A lot of these states won't give it back. Absolutely not. They couldn't get it. I mean, the transaction was funded. It was years ago, and I mean, could they have fought it legally? Yeah, but no. They were SOL. So anyways, the good news is you should be funded today. We're just waiting for a call from the customer.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for the wire.
Anything else? Let me know.
We'll do. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Ruben. Bye-bye.